Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. We are so thankful and grateful to God that he's given us another opportunity to praise his holy and righteous name. And this is He's Better Than Good to Me Tuesday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. We glorify you. We honor you and we praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord, that you are better than good to us. You are magnificent. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are counselor. You are mighty God. You are everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. We glorify you, Father, for this day that you've given us to honor you. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to serve this day. We ask that your love, your peace, your joy abide within us this day, Father. And we ask that you use us to your glory throughout the day and throughout the evening. Father, we thank you for everyone on the call this morning. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace. Bless Dr. Vanessa. Bless Dr. PK. Strengthen them, Lord, as they continue to carry this call forth day by day. We give your name honor and glory for artist's life in its entirety. Strengthen and keep everyone as a part of it, Lord, that we continue to serve with the best products on this side of heaven. We ask you, Father, that you minister through the mouthpiece this morning like never before. We thank you for the double portion of your anointing upon your servant. And we give your name glory, Father, that we will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, now I'll turn it over to our wonderful host this morning. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale, take it away. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, woman of God. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence, for opening us up in prayer, for making sure that we have been heavenly seated and greeted this morning. And thank you for that tag for today, which stemmed from our time of worship. He's been better than good to me. So praise God for you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to this, the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. This call has been moving forth, enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives since October the 25th of 2010. And we are going into our ninth year here every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer each and every day. We have started to gather for praise and worship a little bit before the call actually starts. And we end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we open up our line so that you can share your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. And so we thank each of you for joining us here. I ask as we're going through the introduction of this call that you would simply send out a text or send out an email or put a post on your Facebook page. Those of you who are on Facebook right now, go ahead and post, "Join me on the Master's Call," and give them the number to join you here. The thing about this call that I so like is that all of our messages have been archived on our website, so you could go to our website any time of the day, because that is the blessing that we have with the internet. It allows us to not go on at a certain time, but it is available 24/7. So if you would go to www.themasterscall.net, you will see our website, all of our prayer directives. We are on day 39 of our corporate fast, and so we have this day and tomorrow, and we are believing God today and decreeing and declaring that we are actually spend quality time today speaking, decreeing, and declaring total breakthroughs, hallelujah, in every area of our life. We will read our affirmations and announce to the atmosphere the affirmations which activated our ministering angels to move on our behalf. And those are scriptures, Isaiah 55 and 11, Hebrews 1 and 14, Job 22, 27 through 28, and Psalms 115, 14. So I invite you to go to our website and see what those directives are. If you have not connected with us during this time of fast, you still have today and tomorrow. No meat, no breads, no sweets, and no alcoholic treats, okay? So join us in these last 2 days of our corporate fast, because definitely God has been moving, and we have already seen breakthroughs in our life, and we know that more breakthroughs are coming. And so the tool that brought us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal company by the name of Artist Life. It previously was Artist International, but today we are known as Artist Life, started over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and as Brenda has coined it, these are the best products on this side of heaven. And so we invite you after this call to join us on the New Morning Motivational Call. That number is 712-770-4005. You want to use the access code 294-617-pound, 294. 617-pound. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and Minister Constance Canaway will be speaking there today. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, say you don't want to wait till Friday, maybe it's something that needs immediate attention, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. A prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Please save the dates for Extravaganza 2019 with Artist Life. That will be happening March the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. So please, please, please get back with the person who invited you to this call so that they could share with you how an appointment with Artist Life will change your life, but only if you let it. So now we're excited to hear this phenomenal woman of God that I am getting ready to bring to the platform. She was our second prayer general here on the Master's Call. The scripture that she stands on says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. Who am I talking about this morning? Minister Robin B. Wilson. Who is she? She is a radiant, obedient, blessed, intelligent, noble woman of God. She is an ordained minister and an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey. She is definitely a woman on the move to build the kingdom of God. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the word, and disciplining believers. At this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you none other than my sister, Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you out there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, beautiful Songbird, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours, my dear.
Thank you. Good morning, family. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning to Dr. PK. Good morning to Dr. Vanessa. Good morning to the TMC family. Good morning to my dear sisters and brothers that are part of the TMC team. I love you. I am so glad to be on the call, and I'm not going to take too much time. I just want to say good morning to the God, the only true and living God, the faithful God, the God that gave us life, the God that has healed us, the God that loved us more than life itself. He gave us the best. So I say thank you, Father, for loving me. I say thank you, Father, for saving me. I say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the healer, being the deliverer. I say thank you for not leaving us alone and giving us the Holy Spirit. So with all of that said, speak through me, my King, and the word that you have given me that I've been meditating on over and over and over is God's word is medicine. God's word is medicine. I love how Minister Tiffany was saying we are going to be decreeing, declaring, speaking affirmations, because that is what it's all about. So as I spend time sharing with you about our God, who is a faithful God, who is a loving God, his word is truly medicine. Lord Jesus, you being our Savior, being our Lord, being the great physician, and that's found in Matthew 15:30. Back it up with the word. You went about doing good, my King, and you healed everyone that was oppressed by the devil. Well, we know that Satan is under our feet. He has no say. He has no right. He has no power. We refuse to give him any say. We will not even speak to him. I'm not speaking to anything that's under my feet. As a matter of fact, it's really dirty under there, and it has no authority, and I will not play a part. And the Bible tells us that we are to attend to his words. We are to incline. We are to make sure our ears, we listen, we hear, we speak, we do. And he said, don't let it depart from your eyes, Robin. Don't let my words depart from your eyes, TMC family. Don't let my words depart, leave, stray, lay down. No. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, saith God. Keep his word in the midst of your heart. Why, children of God? Why, Robin? Because they are life. They are life. His word is life. His word is health. And for those that find it, oh, yes, it's health. It's life. It's healing. It's wholeness. So, Father, you being the creator of life, you yourself giving us life, you yourself giving us the healer, we thank you. Because without your word, we couldn't do it. Without your word, Lord God, we don't know where we would be. So we come in agreement in the mighty name of Jesus, and we will speak it. We believe it, we see it, and we say it in Jesus' name. So I am just excited because God's word, it's a cure. There are many of us who may have had challenges, may have received a bad report. But whose report are you going to believe? We believe the report of the Lord. His report says you are whole. His report says you are healed. That's the report that we believe, and we're going to follow his direction. We're going to take the medicine. We're going to take the prescription, and that prescription is giving us life. That prescription is giving us health. That's the direction that we're standing on, found in Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 22. So when we pay attention and when we listen, we're not losing no type of sight. We're not going to be moved by what the doctor says. We're going to listen. We're going to use wisdom. But we know that Jehovah Rapha, he is the healer. He is the one who has set us free. His word is not going to return void. His word is not going to be canceled. His word is going forward in your body. I decree and I declare this day in the mighty name of Yeshua that the word of God is alive and that the word of God heals, because Jesus himself, he took sickness away from you. He bore sickness, cancer, diabetes, strokes. He also bore depression, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, herpes, whatever the case may be, he bore it all on his body. And by the stripes that he accepted, you are healed, you are whole, you are restored in the name of Jesus. So So we are not going to neglect the healing prescription that God has given us. No, Lord, I will not neglect it. TMC will not neglect it. No, we will not. No, we will not. We stand on your word. We believe your word. We decree your word. And it is so, and it shall be. And your word has the final say, because great is our Lord, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stand on it. We believe it. We decree it. And we know that you heal. We read the book. We know that we win. Hallelujah. And we know, Lord, that you heal every single disease. Every single disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Parkinson's disease, dementia, healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, healed. Thank you for prescribing your holy word, my Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that healing belongs to us. 3 John 2, healing and health. Yes, you said that you want us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. We choose that. We decree that, because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we speak life. Thank you for giving us a heart that's merry. Thank you for giving us a heart that knows that your medicine is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you quicken our body. Thank you, Father, because your DNA flows through our body in the name of Jesus. And anything that has tried to latch itself on our body, it dies instantly in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for your blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has washed us. The blood of Jesus has cleansed us. The blood of Jesus has made us whole. So we thank you for your blood. Thank you for the resurrected power of Jesus Christ living inside of us. Dreams that may have been died, that may have died, glory to God, they are resurrected. They are resurrected in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's power, power, power. Power in the blood, power in the blood. There's power, there's power, there's power in the blood. So we are going to wait on the Lord. We are going to renew, refresh. Glory to the great I am. Refresh, renew our strength. Glory to God. We're going to mount up with wings like an eagle, Isaiah 40:31. Look at the eagle. That eagle stands up. Paul, that eagle is on that branch. He looks down. Oh, yeah, we look down at sickness. We don't accept it. We don't believe it. We receive it. Now, when I say we don't believe it, of course we use wisdom when we hear what the doctors have to say. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom that you've given the physicians. However, you are the great physician, so we stand on your word. Hallelujah. And when he is looking down, and when that eagle looks around, he does not have a care in the world. So when you look at your body, when you read that report, when you see things that aren't lining up, you say, Father, your word says, I am healed, I am whole, I am restored. Father, your word says, my strength, oh yes, my strength is renewed, my strength is renewed, my strength is refreshed. Thank you, Father. The devil is a liar. He is the father of lies, John 8:44. He is under our feet. We will not give him no place. We know that through the precious and powerful blood of our Lord and our King, that our word, it's our testimony. We have and we will continue to overcome any attack that the enemy has tried to put on us, our family, our bodies, our minds. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare your God wants you whole. Your daddy wants you whole. Your Abba Father wants you healed. He wants us healthy. We receive your healing and your health. We're walking in your promises today and forevermore. We claim it for our bodies. Our bodies are whole. They're healthy. They're strong. I say fingers, arthritis, in the mighty name of Jesus. Get off. You have no say. We curse you from the roots. Go back to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that we take authority over every principality, every demonic spirit, every spiritual wickedness in any type of high place, and we command it to be inoperative in the name of Jesus. We bind up fear, anxiety, depression, oppression, weariness, doubtfulness, stress, bitterness, jealousy, unforgiveness, failure, poverty. We cast them all out in the name of Yeshua. No say, because the blood of Jesus covers us. Just like you told the children of Israel to put the blood on the doorpost, we have the blood of Jesus that covers us. Hallelujah. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your strength, Lord God, because you are a good God. We thank you, Lord, that we have your power. We can walk and go about doing good just as Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good. He healed all of those who were oppressed with the devil. Why? Because God was with him. God, you are with us. We say thank you. We decree it. We believe it. You are our medicine, and we are taking the prescription in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
So many doors you're open. So many ways you made, so many times you healed me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you opened, so many ways you made, so many times you healed me. You've been better than good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for blessing us with that message. Definitely his word is medicine to our souls. We thank you, woman of God, for speaking those affirmations into the atmosphere over us. And definitely this was the day that God had ordained for you to be here, because this day, our 39th day, is all about affirmation. So I invite each of you to go back and listen to this message later on during the day and write down what she said. Remember it, meditate on it, and that'll be your meat for today. And so, Minister Robin, thank you. God bless you. May the favor, blessings, and increase of God saturate you. And I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer and pray over our prayer requests. Father God, we just bless you. We praise you. We magnify you, God. We give you our total praise, Father, because you have been better than good to each and every single one of us, Father. And so we just bless you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. We give ourselves to you that you may use us for your glory, God. For our good, but for your glory, Father. So have your way in us, oh God. Have your way in our walk. Have your way in our talk. Have your way in what we speak. Have your way in us, oh God. If there's anything in us that is not of you, we ask that you will remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. For today, we are claiming breakthrough in every area of our life, Father. Everything that is attached to us, God, it wins, Father. We walk in victory. We walk in power. We walk in your dominion, your authority, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that nothing, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just bless you, God. We thank you, God, because you are a miracle working God. And we thank you for the miracles that you are working in Minister Sharon's life. We thank you for the miracles that you are working in baby Karen's life. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in Joseph's life. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in Benita's life, oh God. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in Char's life, Father God. We thank you for the miracle that you are working in the Patton family, Father. We thank you for the miracle that you're working in the Roberts family, oh God. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in the Weatherspoon family. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in the Peterson family. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in the Walker family. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in the Brown family. We thank you for the miracles that you're working, God, in all of our lives. And we thank you, God, for the miracles that you're working in the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, for the miracles that you're working in the Flanagan family. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in the Thomas family. We thank you for the miracles that you're working in the Terrell family. We thank you, oh God, for the miracles that you're working in Rebecca's family. We thank you, oh God, for the miracles that you're working, God, in all of our lives, Father. Woo, glory to God. We stand, God, in your presence, and we receive, God, what you will download into us today. For you are our portion, and therefore our hope is in you. Lord, you are our strength, and you are our shield. Our heart trusts you, and you are our help. We can do all things through you, O God, because it is you who gives us strength. We are convinced that what you promised, you are able to perform. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever. For yours, O God, is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. You definitely want to share this replay and go back and listen and take notes on it. And the number for the replay is 712-432-1085. You want to use the access code 957-677-POUND. If you will be headed over to the New Morning Motivational Call, that is Presidential Tuesday, with Minister Constance, that number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Remember, March the 29th, 30th, and 31st, all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, to the Luxor Hotel for the Artist Life 2019 Extravaganza. You could go to www.extravaganza.artistlife.com or get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more with you. Thank you again to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seating us and greeting us this morning. To everyone who joined us this morning in praise and worship, we thank you, and we bless God for you for helping us to set the platform for this morning, that the presence of God truly is in this place. To Minister Robin, thank you so much for blessing us, and may God fill you up until you overflow with every single thing that you stand in need of, for he says in his word that it is already supplied for you, because you shall not want for anything, because you are blessed. And so thank you for blessing us this morning. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve each one of you in excellence today, and I pray that your 39th day of this fast will be blessed. Go back to the website, www.themasterscall.net, and please follow the directives that have been given to you on that website. God bless you. Minister Robin, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Lord, be my Abba Father, thank you so much for blessing my dad here on this earth. And Lord, we are going to speak life-giving spiritual words. Lord, we are going to confess your word, stand on your word, and know that it's a good treasure. It's such a good treasure in our heart. We know it's working. We believe it. You said it. We will continue to decree it and stand on it in the mighty name of Jesus. Bye-bye.